Hey there, friends, and welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and this is day number 48 in our journey. We're reading Hebrews chapter 4 today. Hebrews chapter 4. So, grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. And so today, as we jump into Hebrews chapter 4, before we do that, it's important that we get the context and where we've been to know where we're going. And that's where we are today. Yesterday, the previous episode, if you're going day by day, or if you're binge listening, that's even better. The previous episode, we dove into Hebrews chapter 3, where we heard of the importance of holding fast, holding firm, strong grip on our faith in Jesus, not letting go, anchoring down, and preventing that drifting away. And so now today, in chapter 4, we're going to see the author continue this discussion on rest, finding rest, as he ended chapter 3 with. We're going to see the author make those comparisons between the Israelites in the wilderness who turned their back on, rebelled against God, even in the face of witnessing his amazing miracles, still turned their back on God. And this chapter is going to really just exhort, urge, passionately direct us to enter into God's rest through faith, through obedience, and the author takes it to the next level and makes it clear of the consequences if we are not obedient, if we do not have faith. So, that's the general theme of where we're going to go. So one of the things I want us to look for as we read Hebrews chapter 4 today, the first thing and the first portion of this, you're going to hear the promise of rest. Rest, and the contrast between the promise of rest and the failures that the Israelites had to enter into that rest. And as we read the scripture, reflect on how faith has this huge role, crucial, I mean, necessary, 100% for entering God's rest. And listen as the consequences are made clear. Also, listen for the Word of God, the description of the Word of God, that it is living and is active. Listen for that. So important we understand that. And then listen once again as we hear that Jesus is our high priest. We get that reminder and that affirmation of Jesus as our great high priest and the one who sympathizes with our weakness. And as we do that, we can reflect on that invitation to confidently approach God's throne. Watch for that. Listen for that as we read through the scripture today. So let's do that. If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 4 on your phone, on your device. If you're driving, please don't grab your Bible out. Let's just listen. let's read God's word together. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 all the way down to verse 16. Verse 1. Therefore, since the promise to enter his rest remains, let us beware that none of you be found to have fallen short. For we also have received the good news just as they did. But the message they heard did not benefit them, since they were not united with those who heard it in faith. For we who have believed enter the rest in keeping with what he has said. And then he quotes Psalm 95, "So I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest." Then he goes on and says, "Even though his works have been finished since the foundation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day this way. And on the seventh day God rested from all his works." Again in the passage he says, "They will never enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news did not enter because of disobedience," he again specifies a certain day, today. He specified this speaking through David after such a long time. He references it again. "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." Now, Psalm 95, 7 and 8. Now verse 8. "For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. Therefore, a Sabbath rest remains for God's people. For the person who has entered his rest has rested from his own works, just as God did from his. Let us then make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall into the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from him, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in times of need." That is Hebrews chapter 4. Let's take a moment now to reflect and unpack what we've just read. So in Hebrews chapter 4, we begin by getting a reminder that we are to rest in the promises of Jesus. See, as believers, we're invited to enter the rest that Christ provides us. And so, it's provided to us through faith. Through faith. We need to underline that. And so, it's important for us to take time to reflect on his promises and trust in God's faithfulness, knowing, not just knowing, but truly deep down believing that true rest is found in him alone. That sounds great, right? But how do we do that? Well, practically, we can simply set aside moments of our day for prayer, moments of our day for really digging into the scripture and meditating on it to build this trust in God's promises. How can you trust in them if you don't know them? Trust in him. The word of God, sharper than a double-edged sword. In the middle of the promises of God. His promises are sure and never fail in the middle of your challenges. Another big takeaway from this is that we can embrace and should embrace the power of God's word. You see, as we read in the scripture today, is that the word of God is just not this collection of words thrown on a paper that just happenstance thrown on there and it kind of makes sense. No, but this is a living and active force that penetrates our hearts. That's God's word. It can dive into the marrow and the joints. Wow. It's true. Scripture can shape your thoughts. Scripture should shape your attitudes. Scripture should shape your actions. If you surrender to the power of Scripture, God's word is transformative. It will change you. The only way it will change you if you allow it to, and you have a habit of regularly getting into God's word, Bible study. Read his word. You're doing it today, and this is huge, because you're committing to hearing, reading his word. This is what we have to do together. Seeking his word, understanding and ways to apply God's truth in every aspect of our lives. And finally, we should approach God with great confidence. We get to. We are so fortunate to, as Jesus the high priest enabled us to do that. We can go into the Holy of Holies without fear of being struck dead. Through Jesus, we have this complete access, which for us, we take for granted because we don't understand. But if we go back to Old Testament times, there was only one day a year that the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies on that Day of Atonement and ask for the forgiveness of sins through the blood of the bull or goat. Crazy. We think it's crazy today, but imagine. Be empathetic towards that. Understand that we get to approach God with boldness. Why don't we take that and run with it? Far too often we go to prayer in times of just great need. Times of just when we really need it most. And other than that, we'll just do our own thing. No, we have to cultivate this boldness in prayer with everything. And know that God has an open invitation for us to come to him with confidence, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what's going on, regardless of how broken and unworthy and filthy we are. Through Jesus Christ, we can approach him with confidence. If we can develop a habit of prayer that is grounded in prayer through praise and recognizing his greatness, but also in petition and asking for things, as we're called to do and enabled to do, we can trust in God's provisions, his providence, that he will give us what we need, and he is in control. Oh, great stuff here. Great stuff here in Hebrews chapter 4. Let's finish this up and look ahead to next chapter. We're going to see just again about Jesus being the ultimate high priest. We're going to see him and his sacrifice for our sins and the eternal redemption for everyone who believes. Chapter 5. It's great, just as chapter 4 was. So, until next time, may you be blessed. May your family be blessed, and as a result, may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of his word together.